In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe. My name's Josephine Pembroke and I'm in the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen and I'm here with...
Donna Freed.
How are you, Donna?
Excellent.
Now, today is all about ease. Don't you love that word?
Yep, we're in the kitchen. It's easy, hence why I'm excellent.
Exactly. And what's brilliant about it is that this is the sort of dish that you can make. You can have for lunch, you can have for supper, children's supper. You know, and it's the basic, you buy it. So you buy the naan bread and then we're going to kind of zhuzh it up a bit, really. We're going to tart up the naan bread and make it into a naan pizza. That's what
Fantastic.
The recipe is called. So let's go through. What can you read out? What's needed
for a naan pizza? You will need 1 tablespoon of olive oil.
Got that.
Small aubergine.
Yeah.
Ras el hanout.
Yeah, which I found in Sainsbury's today. Yeah. Ras el hanout. I think it's Moroccan. Would you say
Moroccan? It's also used in Egyptian cooking.
Ah, okay.
Some degree. Anyway. Yeah. Where am I? I lost my place. Ras el hanout. Taste the difference. Flame baked.
Here they are.
Garlic and coriander naans. Yeah. Yum. Yeah. Ooh, look at those. All that spice on them. Sun-dried tomato paste.
Yes, which I found it was in the posh section. You know how there's always a posh section.
The specialty section.
That sells, yeah, things like miso and weird seaweed wrapping things. And we couldn't find it anywhere. And I said, I bet it's in the posh section. But they've moved the posh section.
Yes, it's next to the culinary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So when we found it, it was happiness. There it is.
Happiness in the culinary aisle.
Yes.
Creme fraiche.
Yep.
Abergavenny soft goat's cheese.
It is all the way from Abergavenny.
That's where I go to the Green Man Festival is in Abergavenny.
It's lovely.
And they have
I know
a food
that
festival.
Area. Yeah, Black Mountains. Exactly. Very nice.
Where else are we? Spring onions.
Yeah.
Zest of 1 small lemon.
Yeah.
Small handfuls of basil and mint leaves.
Yeah.
And chili oil to serve.
Chili oil, which you've just made. How did you make the chili oil?
I just chopped up a fresh chili and popped it in the oil.
Should be good. Yeah. Right, first of all, I'm going to dice that aubergine and you can get the olive oil on.
Excellent.
Okay, we're
going
to fry it up. If you read out the first thing we do.
Right, so we preheated the oven.
Yeah.
Heat oil in a pan over medium-high heat, add the aubergine, season, and fry for 3 minutes until golden. Beauteous.
Does it say how small I cut up the aubergine?
It does. Dice into 1.5 centimeter cubes.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Right. I should get a pan and some Earl.
Some what?
Olive Earl.
Who's she?
Earl DeWheel.
Okay. All right. So we've got the aubergine diced on a medium to high heat. And you've just added a spoonful of the...
Ras el hanout.
Yeah, can you tell me what you know? Do you know anything about Ras el hanout?
Sometimes it's a mixture of spices.
I can smell cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to get...
I just inhaled it.
I'm going to look on the thing and see.
Yeah, sometimes it has rose petals and...
She's choking away there.
I've inhaled it.
It's got coriander, paprika, black pepper, ginger, cardamom, allspice, nutmeg, turmeric, cloves, and cayenne pepper. Wow, it's such a useful one, isn't it? She's killing her, but I'm going to be using it again. Now I know how to murder you. Excellent. I'll just see what's happening next. I'll read out the number 2.
Excellent.
Arrange the naans, the granny bread. Mm-hmm. Arrange the naans on a baking tray. Fold in the tomato paste through the creme fraiche, then spread over the naan. Lovely.
Good.
Top with the aubergine and goat's cheese and season with black pepper. Bake in the oven for 8 minutes until warm through. Okay, I'm going to get going on that, Don Don's. You got the tray. It's so nice being in Donna's kitchen because... I'm joking now. It's got to me. Beware, everybody. It really is a killer dish. So are the aubergines done yet?
Yeah, almost.
They're still killing you.
Yeah, they're still making me choke.
Now, what I find of aubergine is... is it soaks up so much oil.
Yeah.
And you think, oh my God, and you keep adding oil, adding oil. Mm. Then when it's cooked, it starts, the oil starts coming out again.
So at the moment, saturated.
We're in the dry stage, and then literally in a moment, it will start coming out again.
Yeah,
then
well, we know it's done. It's starting to. Yeah, you can see it.
Another thing you said was that you often salt aubergines.
Yeah.
Now, that's more of an old-fashioned thing, I'll be honest with you, Donna, because now they've designed aubergines that don't need salting.
And what it, because it took the bitterness out.
And the water out.
Yes, exactly. Would draw a lot. Yeah. Because I remember I would make, well, first of all, call it eggplant.
Yeah.
But like making eggplant parmesan. So you'd literally, the whole kitchen would be, you know, covered with trays of eggplant slices, salting.
Yeah.
And then you wash them off. Then you batter them. Then you fry them.
Good
then
God.
You put it, you know, layer them with the sauce and the mozzarella and put it in the oven. But
wow, that was a lot of effort, wasn't it? Those are the days when you had time and no family and no children.
Yeah,
and
now it's non-pizzas because we got to go to fencing. Then it's
exactly,
scouts.
Exactly. So no, it's perfect. So but also I find I do still have to salt courgettes. You wouldn't believe the water that comes out of courgettes.
Mm.
Especially when you're going to grill them.
Mm.
So that's what I do.
Yeah, and they do take a surprisingly long time for such a light vegetable.
Yeah. Because they're kind of meaty like aubergine, aren't they?
Tricksy.
Yeah. Now, over here, I've got together the creme fraiche and the tomato paste. Dip your flat finger in. Tell me what you think of it.
Mmm.
I'm going to dip mine in.
Oh, my God. That's very tasty.
Because the sun-dried tomato... It's so intense, isn't it?
Yeah, the creme fraiche lightens it up.
Mm.
That's nice.
Mm, that tastes Italian, doesn't it?
It tastes naughty.
Yay! Right. Great. So this is going to kill us, and it's naughty. Okay, right. Now, what I'm going to do
is... quick.
Yeah, that's good. I want my death to be very quick. Okay, so I'm going to use...
Spoon it.
I'm going to spoon it onto... I'm using one hand, obviously, because one hand's with a microphone. I feel really professional. I wish I was being filmed. Oh, yes. In fact,
with your left hand.
In fact, what we should do... Well, I'm...
I always pretend to be lefty. I don't buy it.
No, what we should do is... We should film ourselves one day. I think people should be able to see how delightful we look. Don't you, darling?
How scrumptious.
Exactly. How attractive we are.
In our pennies.
Yes.
We do like a penny.
And people
here at the
can
Radio Gorgeous Kitchen.
Marvel at our look at my skills. Oh my God, I'm pressing that well. The back of my hand. Okay, can we get the aubergine over here, love?
Yeah.
Yep.
The killer
aubergine is coming out. It's steaming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll read out number 3. Oh no, we're still there. Hang on. We've arranged the naans on a baking tray. We've folded in the tomato paste through the creme fraiche and spread over naan. Then we top with aubergine and goat's cheese and season with black pepper. And then we bake in the oven. Oh, my God. This is really good. I've never heard of naan pizza, have you?
No.
This is why we're making it, because we like something we've never heard of.
And we like something quick. These, literally, I just recently... It's just like all of a sudden in the summer you have all the time to cook and you can do something in advance and especially when it's going to be hot.
Mm.
Well, now fall's come.
Yeah, autumn. For other people that don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Now that we're fallen women.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you need the time. You got a buggy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got, now
your child's at secondary school. You're much, weirdly, you're busier.
I know.
Between more time.
The homework and the activities and the this and the that.
Yeah.
Right, let's get that goat's cheese on.
Yeah, exactly. Agabaveni. That's my terrible Welsh accent. I can't do northeast. You see, I can't. And I can't do Agabaveni. So, Welsh.
You can say it's lush, that.
You can't either.
Brecken.
Right, I'll tell you how much, to put on of the goat's cheese.
My slicing.
I'll just have a look. It just says 125g of Abergavenny. God, that's a hard word. Soft goat's cheese sliced. Yeah, sliced. I love goat's cheese. How are your feelings about this?
Very positive. I have to say, very strong, very positive.
And also, this is a vegetarian meal.
It
is.
It
says a V on it. Yeah. But also, if you're lactose intolerant, you can have goat's cheese. So, for those people that are lactose intolerant. Oh, but you've got the creme fraiche. Mm. No, that's why you've fallen down.
Right, is that
actually,
enough?
But I've just got to try the goat's cheese as well. Just to check it hasn't gone off or anything.
Our friends in Abergavenny are up to snuff.
Mmm. God, it's creamy. Mm. It's creamy.
Ooh, it is nice.
Okay, we need black pepper now, and then it's going to be banging it in that oven. Yeah, she's got a grinder out. Just kill it, baby. Kill it. Mm-hmm. Kill that naan pizza. This is going to be a really easy one for you to do when your son comes home. And your husband. And the cat.
Exactly.
I still don't have a kitchen. I'm still living with builders. Oh. Can you believe it? I'm still having pasta and pesto. In fact, this is one of my first meals I've had for a while.
Meal.
Exactly. Count this as gourmet.
Exactly. Pop that in there. How long are we putting
positively
in
gourmet. I think up to 20 minutes. I'll just check again, Donna. Eight minutes, we're all right. Oh, it was 20 minutes is how long it takes to make. So that's brilliant. 8 minutes.
8 minutes, the timer's on.
Great.
Get the plates, just enough time.
So what we've got to do, we're doing some more prepping while the naan pizzas are in the oven. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be removing the naan from the oven and we're going to scatter with spring onions, lemon zest and herbs and drizzle over a little chili oil. But we can't just scatter a giant spring onion. So we have to... I don't say cut it up, but I think we'd better. So we're going to cut up the spring onions. We're going to zest. I know you like zesting your lemons.
I do like zesting.
We're going to be tearing basil with our hands because you never chop basil, as we know. It's only torn. Otherwise, it bruises terribly. Yes. And... then the other thing is the mint. Yeah, mint leaves. God, the mint's going to... The mint's a Moroccan thing, isn't it?
Yes, with the goat's cheese. And
so this is a Mediterranean-y, Moroccan-y, even Indian-y with the naan bread. This is definitely an international dish, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, you could probably do it with... I get those Middle Eastern breads, you know, just flatbreads.
Yeah.
You could do it with flatbreads.
Yeah, you could. Good. Okay, she loves chopping. In fact, she's normally chopping nuts. For once we're not doing nuts. I wouldn't say too much mint because it could overpower. Brilliant. Yeah, that's fantastic. Because I love mint. In fact, I'm going to take the mint back. In fact, no, I've got a really good idea. Let's make some mint tea to drink.
Delicious.
And
Perfect.
We can drink... a Moroccan drink.
Exactly.
It's all going to happen. Right, I'm going to get the kettle on. And in a few minutes, we're going to be eating the international naan pizza. In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna.
Yes, I'm pulling them out of the oven now. Yeah. My oven timer has gone beep, 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 beep.
But where's the chili oil?
It is right there.
Okay.
No,
no
need to panic.
Oh, I want to panic. I'm excited. Ooh. Oh, and now the door. It's all happening. Now she's putting it. Her oven gloves are black with leopard skin edging.
And okay. That's Chris with extra flowers for me.
Oh. Okay. Donna has just has a visitor. She's holding him in. She's got her black gloves on, oven gloves with leopard skin around the edging. She's got a massive bunch of gladioli. Who is that?
That was my friend Chris, and it was his birthday, but he's off to Hong Kong today, so he's giving me the rest of his birthday flowers, so they don't go to waste.
Oh, isn't he the lovely gay man?
Yes, yeah. He is.
So he would love the flowers, and he'd think about how much you'd appreciate them.
Exactly.
A normal man wouldn't even think like that.
Right.
They're stunningly beautiful. In fact, we're going to take a photo of those, because we're going to put those on the website as well, so people can see Chris's flowers. RadioGorgeous.com. So we've just got the pizzas out.
Mm-hmm.
And look at them. They're really, after putting on, what did we put on the tops then?
We had some scallions and lemon zest. Scallions. I always say that I'm always caught out with the scallions. spring onions.
Yeah, yeah. You got
so it's like a little bit like chermoula or whatever put on top. Yeah. So yeah,
it's got really lively. And... Yeah, well, let's cut it now. Can you just hold the mic? Oh, no, you can cut it then.
Okay. Yeah, because we're just going to split one.
Yeah, yeah, because they're quite big. Exactly. And also, I saw how many calories they are. This is a quick but not slimming dish, exactly. You could say.
Between, I suppose you could use low-fat creme fraiche.
Yeah. And put it on a Rivita.
Well, and mix it with an actual tomato.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of the sun-dried tomato paste and the creme fraiche, so that would lighten things up.
Yeah.
And I mean, goat cheese is pretty low in fat.
I'll just tell you something. It just wouldn't taste as good, though.
I know.
Come on.
Well, let's see.
We know that actually high fat is the most delicious thing. And now let's get a bite. Thank you, Donna. Oh, let me just lift it up. Mm. Wow, explosive tastes. Mm.
I like that. That aubergine was killing me before, but I'm liking it now.
You're not spluttering.
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
I'm not choking at the moment. So yeah.
Well, this is absolutely. I think this is so easy. And as you said, it'd be a great supper just to fling together. You know, for whoever's coming through the door, and you're panicking, thinking, "What am I going to cook?" You find, you know, and as you said, you could do it with a flatbread. You could do it with any sort of interesting bread you find down the shops.
Exactly. And sort of any style of toppings.
Yeah.
You know, because the creme fraiche and the sun, it really baked in, didn't it? Yeah, it's like it's like a tomato sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And again, easy. You don't have to start from scratch.
Yeah, no pizza base.
No. So this is a killer dish made with ease. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous today, Donna, with me in the gorgeous kitchen. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. You'll find this recipe in the October edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. Go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk for more information. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for radiogorgeous.com.
City girl, quick to the pretty.